Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hey, we'd like to thank this week's sponsor, Theme Park Concierge. If you are looking for somebody to help you do the planning, and then when you come here, to take you actually around the park and get you on things quicker and faster and get your food and hold your kids' toys and do all those things that you hate to do while you're in the park, get your fast passes and all those kind of things and much, much more, then you need to hire Theme Park Concierge. They take the ease and make it coming to the park very simple and easy to do. There's a couple things you can do. One is you can email Ramon at themeparkconcierge.com or call him at 407-257-9973. He has a Facebook site. It's called facebook.com/RamonVIPConcierge, or check out everything they can do and the pricing at themeparkconcierge.com. Tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, and they'll take 10% off your invoice.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John. Joining me on the other side of the road over there is Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. I come to you from www.parkhoppers.com. I always forget. I got to put that in there. How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
Doing great. Ready for round two? Ding, ding.
Ready for round two. And if you don't know what we're talking about, on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you can come watch us record live, knock on wood. And you can join in. We have a chat going. We've got a few people in the chat room right now. We had a big group earlier. This is our second show. This is our infotainment show. This is where we, you know, we don't talk about the news and rumors so much as we talk about some of the things that are either going on at the parks or maybe we have a great interview. We had an interview last week with Steve Alcorn. That story was amazing. I got off the phone with him. It was just like I was high as a kite. I was so excited to be able to talk to somebody.
The things he did and saw.
Oh, my God.
Things he's made and created and invented.
Yeah. He's just so blasé about it. It's like, yeah, we created this thing. It's an industry standard. We've designed these for thousands
this thing,
of rides.
Controls all the shows.
Whatever.
Someone made some blah, blah, blah.
So this weekend, we got to, Parkhopper Sid and I got to go to the International Festival of the Arts happening at Epcot, and I'm really horrible because I don't know the dates on that. I think we've got, what, 3 more weeks?
I think it's
to the 20th. Yeah, to the 20th of February. It's an amazing festival. I didn't think I would like it nearly as much as I did, and it was packed. So I think Disney's got a winner, and so we were going to talk about our top 6 reasons why you need to go.
Top 5.
Is it top five now? Is it top five now? Dodge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's fine.
Okay, whatever. So we're going to talk about our top five. The number's changing here. You know, and it's the numbers guy. You know, Disney Pie, the numbers guy. So we're going to talk about our top five reasons that you need to go. And you need to go. You seriously do. It's a great time. So where do you want to get started, buddy?
Let's start at the bottom, as always.
With number five?
Number five, yep.
Number five is the workshops. They've got some amazing workshops there. And you've got a few of them that you want to focus on.
Yeah, there's a few I thought I'd point out. I think there's something for everybody's price range or interest or, you know, anything that you're looking to do. So I'm going to talk about some things that are coming up this weekend so that if you listen to the show this week, you can go do them. Let's talk about some things that are happening on Friday. One is it's painting with a Disney artist. This is going to be at the Odyssey. This is a premium workshop, and it begins at 8 in the morning, and it's $259, but you actually get to paint with the real talented Disney artist.
Wow.
So this isn't a wannabe. This is the real one, okay? They also have things like truffle making. For $39, or the art of face painting. There's not even a price on it, so maybe that's free. The history of silhouettes. It's a little seminar, and you can wear the history of, you know, different silhouettes.
Right.
Back in the day, I remember when my family used to go to Magic Kingdom, we used to get them done. I wish we kept them. I don't know where they are, but I remember us having them done as kids.
Right.
I think then on Saturday, they got things like ink and paint animation.
Right.
That's $39 per person. A lot of these things are happening in the Odyssey Festival Showplace.
Right.
Not the regular festival center that you usually go to. Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, no.
Go where you go for the beer.
Right.
That's where everything's
happening.
Still
go for the beer. They're still doing
and
beer.
Still go for the beer.
Yeah.
Right. They also have a artisan spice blend seminar and tasting. They have the art of wood carving. They have an origami class. They have an anime drawing class. I have no idea what this is. Is it a Kangame Burkai? This is in the Japan Pavilion. Then on Sunday, they have the art of mixology. I think people at Epcot are capable of doing that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need a class for it.
Whatever.
Watermelon carving, photography 101 by a professional photographer.
Right.
So that's great. And that looks like it's free. It's, you know, just a seminar.
Right.
They have more origami, more anime. And then Monday they have animation 101, the Horns and Heroes Project, which is Chad Harmer, director of the Horns and Heroes Project, and I'm not really sure what that's all about, but you can learn how art and conversation help raise funds to help the world of rhinos.
Hmm.
Interesting. And then last but not least, you have a Disney artist journey. This is Ronald Cohey, Ronald Cohey, senior character artist at the Disney Creative Group, and he will give you stories of it and tell you things spanning the, you know, his career and things like that. So,
right,
I'll tell you about his journey on you know, working for Disney. So that's some of the things that you can do this weekend. I will give you the website, but it's, you know, something crazy like disneyworld.disneygo.com/event-tours/Epcot/Epcot International. But if you just do this, Google Epcot International Festival of the Arts seminars, and you'll find this list. And then for the next 3 weeks, they have a list of all the different workshops that they have going on at the right. festival.
Yeah, we were there. We saw a little bit of the watermelon carving.
Watermelon.
And then we got out just in time because they're getting ready to do the fragrance, aromatherapy.
Oh,
it's
aromatherapy.
Like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And when we get into the last thing that we're going to be talking about, I'll talk a little bit more about what else they had in the pavilion.
So they just weren't showing you how to carve it and stick your vodka bottle in it.
No.
So that you can have a vodka watermelon.
No. No, they were doing, you know, how to make a basket and how to do the cool designs and then how to take the, you know, we didn't stay for it. We didn't pay for it. So I don't know if it was a pay thing or not.
I've seen people like carve faces in them.
Yeah. It was that kind of thing. So yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, number four on the list is photo opportunities. They have some amazing photo opportunities. And if you visit the Disney Parks podcast page over on Facebook, you'll see me in one of the photo opportunities.
I did not know you crossed the Delaware, John.
I didn't know which way to go. I was like, which way are we going here? but they have photo opportunities where you can flash your Mona Lisa smile as you blend into some of history's most recognizable art. Festival guests can cross the Delaware with George Washington. You can scream along with Edvard Munch or embody Monet's impressionistic flair at what they call immersive photo stops throughout World Showcase. And basically what they are is like little, their front and backs are almost like boxes. You walk in and then you're in the painting. You know, there's a foreground and a background, and you're in the middle of it taking pictures. Right. And the cool thing is they've got Disney photographers that are there that'll take your photo, and they'll even take your photo with cell phones. It's fun. The lines were super duper long, but they moved pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's a different type of photo opportunity.
Yeah.
Disney
should mention the locations there, too.
Oh, yeah. That Disney should learn something from this and do this during the Food and Wine Festival. Same concept, except maybe not food and stuff. But the photo locations are at the American Adventure, which is where the George Washington, the Delaware was, Future World, Fountain Stage Plaza, Italy, and in the United Kingdom. So those are the places where you can go get your picture taken inside of the artwork. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Next up is a Broadway concerts. So each night, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, they have performances with actual Disney performers that have performed on Broadway. Mm-hmm. They're bringing them to Epcot and giving you a Broadway show for free. Now, it's not the complete show. It's usually a singer or two, like John Soar, Ashley Brown, and Josh Strickland. And you can see, you know, who's there. But this weekend, January 27th through January 30th, and then on February 3rd through the 6th, you'll get Kerry Butler and Kevin Massey. They will perform songs from Disney's Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Newsies, and Tarzan. And as we mentioned in our new show, don't forget, if you're a pass holder, get your reserved seating for these performances because you'll get to sit up close and you'll have an actual reserved space for your buttocks.
Yeah, and if you do decide to do that, when you go to pick up your stickers, it's inside of Innovations East. So, you know, walk around like you're going to the, you know, like you're going into that hallway in between Mouse Gears and the Electric Umbrella. And you get into Innovations and you walk kind of back. It's where they have all the festival gear and where you went to get your pass holder glass this year is right there.
Right.
There's not a lot of signage. There's a sign.
Yeah.
There's one sign that we saw, and it was on the opposite side of where we were. And I walked in, and I said, I don't mean to be rude, and I don't want to be that guy, and I love you guys, and this isn't to you. But what the hell, kids? Signage. You mind? Just signage. but yeah, we found it, and it was cool. And it's totally worth it. We were like three rows from the stage, and
so how long is a performance, like the normal
30
you know,
minutes.
Performance? They have 40 minutes,
30, whatever it 30 is. Minutes. It's a 30-minute concert. Minutes. Yeah. Think of it like the Flower Power concerts or the concerts that you do at the E to the Beat. It's just a 30-minute quick in and out. They got a live band, totally awesome.
Oh, really?
Oh, live band. It's a live band. They're playing to some tracks, but, you know, the band's pretty good, so it was worth it, totally worth it.
Yeah. So I also want to mention that on February 10th through the 13th, and then the last weekend, February 17th to 20th, Kissy Simmons and Alton Fitzgerald White will perform songs from Disney's Aida, Aladdin, The Lion King, and The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, and so, those are two folks that are from, I want to say they're both from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Like their headshots, they have their Lion King gear on. So when they start singing the Lion King stuff, it's going to be pretty amazing because they were part of that show.
Yeah. You want me to do the next one and then you can do number one?
Yeah,
on the
sure.
list?
Go ahead, buddy. Okay. Jump on it.
Yep. All right. Number two on the list is obviously what festival at Epcot would not have food. We're not going to go over the complete menu, but we want to give you kind of a rundown of some of the, I guess, booths that they have going on. One is Cuisine Classique. The next one is Decadent Delights. Number three is E equals AT squared.
Yeah, right? I had a problem with that one. Was it
eat squared?
E equals at or E equals eight? You know, I just had a
or
hard time.
Or
eat
twice as much?
I had a hard time with that. I was like, what the heck does this mean?
Yeah. Next up was the Masterpiece Kitchen. Then there's the Painter's Palette. There's Pop Eats. There's the Artist Table. And then El Artisan Hambenito, which means the Hungry Artist. Now, I saw a lot of pictures on Sunday of what seemed like people decorating Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they are. They're big sugar cookies, and they've got the colored frosting, and you can put the frosting on any way you want to. And that's and that was really good. We did try. Sarah tried it. I did not. I just was not in the mood. So we okay, so hang on. We had a quick kind of late lunch thing at Spice Road Table.
Okay.
And about halfway through, back around World Showplace, I was like, I do not feel good. So I don't know if it was that or something else. I was just not in the mood to try it. Sarah got... Oh, I remember what it was. Sorry. Let me go back. In the Odyssey, they had like these three savory donut things. Sort of like kind of donut croissants cut in half. And they had like different things. Like one of them was spicy tuna. One of them was like a cream cheese. And then one of them was mousse, like chicken mousse.
Huh.
The chicken mousse sent me over the edge. I was like, you know, I was like, I
can't. It might have been something like chicken liver mousse.
Yeah.
And they left the liver part out.
Yeah, it was no bueno. The consistency was really bad for me. But they had a great beer selection. I'm not going to lie. The beer was amazing. But Sarah went to the Decadent Delights, and she had their kind of like their version of like a s'more. It was amazing. It was just, it was pretty. It was, she said it was amazing to eat. The food that they're preparing is a little different than what they're doing for like Food and Wine Festival, where they're just trying to churn and burn. All of the food that came out had very artistic look about it. It was very, I mean, it was pretty food. So, you know, so yeah, the Pop Eats was interesting, and, you know, there's a couple other places that had some really interesting stuff. But, yeah, try it, man. It was really, really good. The beer selection, I can't get over the beer selection. It was so good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was three Daughters, strawberry, like a pale ale. And then they had, I could tell you, then they had a chocolate. I could tell you if you give me 1 second. Then they had a chocolate stout.
Okay.
And then they had a vanilla porter.
Ooh.
So they were selling the three as a flight, as a Neapolitan flight. So they had, so it was three Daughters from here in Florida, Queen's Court Strawberry Blonde Ale, and then they had the Young's Double Chocolate Stout. And then I did not type in what the third one was. I should have done that. But it was so good. So, you know, it was just amazing. And I'm a beer dude anyway, so it's good.
And this was all the beer stuff was in the Odyssey again?
Yeah, so they had a beer thing, and then they had the savory donut flight. And they also had something else.
See,
there.
So I think it would be interesting, you know, after the festival's over, they're really not doing anything with the Odyssey. And if you're not going to add another country to World Showcase, turn the Odyssey into like a beer house or something, and just, you know, put microbrews in there. You know, yeah. Every weekend have a different one, or have them for a month or whatever. But
yeah,
at least totally. Use the building. And if you put beer in it, people will come.
Yeah, yeah, yes, they will. And yeah. and that dovetails nicely kind of into the next thing, because the number one reason is obviously the art. And I'll go into some of the other art stuff in just a second. But what they did in the Odyssey was that's – okay, so when you walk into the Odyssey area, you know, normally they have all the places that are filled up for the eating spots, right?
Right, right.
Well, the center area is where they had the stage, and then they had like classroom-style seating for the demonstrations. Yeah. But on the wings, you know, where you can kind of go up the hill and you got the little – they used to have the seating areas, you know, have the really good window views up on the extreme sides, and you go up the hills. You remember that?
Yep.
The Odyssey. On one side, they had the Herb Ryman exhibit, and then on the other side, they had the Mary Blair exhibit. Oh, okay. The thing about the Mary Blair exhibit was it was all stuff that she was doing when she was researching the Three Caballeros.
Hmm.
You know, so it was kind of all, it was very Mary Blair style, and it was different types of art. Different stylings of art, but it was all kind of the same. Here's a burro, here's a llama, next piece, here's a llama, next piece, here's a burro. You know, you're like, oh, okay. The Herb Ryman stuff was Herb Ryman. It was awe-inspiring. It was Herb stuff. And they're selling a commemorative poster for like $50 that's like the Epcot, you know, the Epcot with the monorail on the side and the people walking from all over the world. I mean, it's like the Epcot picture. And it's got at the bottom inaugural, you know, Festival of the Arts, $50. We didn't get it that day, but we're going to get one because it's suitable for framing, and we're going to get one and frame the bad boy. But that was what they were doing in there. So they were triple using that space. So that space has got a lot of viable, you know, space that they can use. But that was just in the Odyssey. All around World Showcase, and even in Future World, they had some art booths set up where they had a lot of the different Disney artists and a lot of artists who had really nothing to do with Disney. And a lot of the booths, periodically throughout the day, had the artists themselves who were there. So there was one booth that had like three different artists, and the one artist was there, and then a couple hours later they'd flip out and it was a different artist. So it was really, really neat to see that. And that's where I got over my shoulder. You can see it if you're watching the video. I got a Ducky print, and Donald Ducky Williams was there.
And wow.
I got to meet Ducky, and we hung out and talked for a little while, and he signed it for me. And it was my jaw dropped. Sarah caught it. And Sarah, there's Donald Ducky Williams. And I was like, what? So we made a beeline over. We found a print that we both loved, and I was like, let's buy it. He signed it. We spent a couple minutes chatting, and it was really cool. He was super gracious. And, I mean, he's one of those guys I would consider a living legend. He's not going to be with us very long. But if you
I was going to say, he's got to be getting up there in age.
Yeah, no kidding. So if you're really into, you know, the Disney art, there's a lot of that there. It's like when you go into the Art of Disney store. You know, but it's a lot of prints, very select amount of like framed, nicely matted. A lot of it is just the, you know, a lot of it is the prints, but the artists are there hanging out, talking, signing artwork. And then there's some really cool art, artists who are there that don't really do Disney stuff. So they're there signing their prints, and they've got some really cool frame stuff as well. And then they filled out the rest of World Showcase with different artisans from all over. Like there was one lady that was doing like I call it hobbit art, where it was like you know, a piece of wood that had been cut to look like a little hobbit house, and they had like the green stuff on the top and just really fine details, but it was stuff that I remember from the 70s. So there was that, and there was a bunch of different artisans selling different things all around World Showcase, and that was really kind of cool. And then they had the last big thing, is it's one that's really getting a lot of press on like the Disney Parks blog. They have a giant version of the Ryman piece where you go in and it's all gridded out, where it's like certain colors, you go in, you can get a color, you get a little paintbrush, and then you paint the color square, and you can paint another square until, you know, your paint runs out. And then you get a very special little card that says, I painted it or I did it.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. We didn't do that. The line for that was pretty long, and it was pretty full. But it's one of those things where it's like, you know those pictures where they make pictures out of a bunch of little pictures?
Right.
Same concept, except blow it up, and instead of it being pictures, it being numbered squares with colors. So, you know, people were getting yellow,
cool.
People were getting red, and it was really neat, and that was pretty cool. So there's a lot of really fun stuff, and there's stuff there for the kids, too, specifically, so a lot of really cool
stuff. So you
went
on a Saturday afternoon, which obviously peak time and all that. Do you think, since they're doing this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that Monday nights and Fridays and or Monday and Friday or...
I would probably say...
It's got to be a little less crowded.
Monday is probably the best day to go because people are going to be working, but then you got the vacation crowd. Sunday night is probably a better time because most people aren't going to want to drink on Sunday night. Friday night and Saturday. Saturday is the worst time to go because it's busy. So Friday night is probably the next worst night. I don't know. You'd have to gauge it. But Monday night's a great night to go. Of course, we're working that night, so there's not a lot we can...
Yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's totally worth it. It's free with your paid admission into Epcot. Artists are obviously subject to change. There's no guarantee who you're going to get. They ran out of a bunch of Ducky stuff. Like, we got the print that we got, which is Pluto and Mickey, because we have dogs. But there was a print there that we really, really wanted that they didn't have. And we've got a couple of Ducky prints already that were signed that we were given, but this one over my shoulder was signed by him, you know. So
cool.
Yeah. So it's totally worth it. If you're into the arts at all, it's totally worth it. Not to mention, I forgot, they've got the you know, living art people, you know, the mannequin thing.
Cool.
Yeah. Hot as all get out, and they were out there in just crazy outfits. And they also had different artists stationed at different places. Like, one of the ladies we saw was doing like a watercolor thing, which is really neat. And then there's another lady that does chalk art.
Wow.
She travels around and does some chalk art things.
I guess she doesn't do it if it's raining.
No. And this isn't like Burt chalk art. This is like legit chalk art stuff. So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. If the crowds weren't as bad and you could really kind of take your time, I think you get a lot more out of it. But, you know, go get your picture taken inside the art pieces. Go see the artists. Go meet the Disney artists and, you know, all the regular guys were there. Dotson was there. And, you know,
Dotson, Doss.
The typical guys that you see at, like, the Art of Disney Store, they've spaced them out really well. So,
yeah. I think our friend Jared is coming in February. And I am going to make a trek out there to meet him.
Yeah, let me know.
Because I really liked what he does.
Yeah, let me know, and I'll go with you.
Yeah, because he just did something for the Wonderground Gallery, like a return of the Main Street Electrical Parade to Disneyland, and it looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do I get it?
Yeah.
Help a Disney fan out.
Yeah, yeah. It looks very familiar to something that we've used.
Yes.
With the dots, with the little dots.
Yes, exactly.
It's nice. Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, oh, Tony's going to own one of those pretty soon, and we should own it, too. Yeah. It's just, it's an awesome piece of art.
Yeah.
I love his stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot, you know, a lot of these guys have great stories, too, of, you know, how they got started, how they got to Disney. You know, you just don't knock on Disney's door and fill out an application. You know, I'd like to be, you know, a lot of them, it's going back over and over again, saying, hey, look at this, I got this, I can do this.
Right.
You know, Jason Grant has got a great story of how he got to what he's doing. He's not, you know, art. He's, well, art and Imagineering, I guess.
Yeah, he's in the same booth with Ducky.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Yeah. I just said, hey, Park Hopper John.
Yeah. But Jason's got a great story of how, you know, he got his foot in the door. So, I know there's usually probably a line, but if you can, take the time and just, you know, ask them some questions, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how did you get started?
Right.
You know, how do I get in the door? Yeah. That's a good question if you want to be an artist.
Right.
Yeah.
And thank them. You know, these guys, oh, yeah, these guys don't get paid a lot. I mean, you know, the prints are like $40 a piece. And they sell a crap ton of them, but I'm sure the percentage that they get versus what Disney takes is, you know, ridiculous. But, you know, they don't make a lot of money. And Ducky was talking about all the different things that he's done. I said, yeah, I got a couple of prints that you did that were for stuff for the cruise line. He was like, wow, that was a while ago.
Yeah, I have two of his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're you know, multi-thousand lithographs,
right?
You know, that were printed off the Disney printing press. But I have two of them hanging in my bathroom.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like a weird place to hang art, but
I would say, you
know,
your guest bathroom.
If it pertains to water, it usually goes in one of my bathrooms. Yeah.
I would say your guest bathroom because I've seen it.
Yeah,
and I have not
exactly
been to the holiest of holy bathrooms. But yeah, I have been in your guest bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like one of the prints that I have from Ducky is something from it was Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's got the Fab Five standing in front of the castle. I mean, seriously. I mean, that's hanging up in our dining room. I mean, you can't beat it. We've got a lot of different lithos and things that we picked up along the way, and some of them are signed, some of them aren't, but who cares? It's things that are important, and that's, you know, that kind of goes back to the whole why the arts are important, because mm-hmm. they draw things out of you. I was talking about, you know, when, oh my gosh, I totally forgot her name, the girl that was singing this weekend.
Ashley Brown,
when she sang, you know, Let It Go, it was overwhelming because you could hear her over the sound system because of where we were sitting, and she wasn't, you know, she was just out, full out singing. And when you're in the presence of somebody that can pull that, you know the note, the past is still the past, let it go, you know, she's hitting that thing.
Right.
It was just overwhelming, and just the emotion, and they were both so good at it. That's what the arts are for, you know, if it's looking at a painting or if it's looking at a, you know, sculpture, if it's, you know, listening to music. You know, that's what Disney's tapped into at this festival. That's why I think it's so popular. So hopefully they'll expand it next year to, you know, keep up with the Food and Wine Festival. But who knows? Mm. It's totally worth it to go.
Yeah. All right. Hey, it comes with your park ticket. It's nothing extra.
Yep. Nope. Doesn't cost you any more. Come on and
You don't have to buy any art. You don't have to do anything, but you still get to, you know, talk to these people. Hey, if you're a Ducky fan, just bring a cocktail napkin with you. He'll sign that, I'm sure.
He probably will.
You know, so. All right. So that's it. This festival ends, I am going to say, February 20th.
Yep.
And it is only on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays. It is not all week. It's only on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So don't go to Epcot looking for these things during the week. It ain't going to be there.
Nope.
You will be very disappointed.
Sorely, sorely disappointed.
Yeah. So that's why the crowds are probably pretty high. This is not like Food and Wine or, you know, Flower and Food.
Right.
You know, which run all week. This is only on select days. So.
Right.
Go check it out and tell us what you think. We'd love to hear. You can certainly call us at 407-413-9010. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you saw. Tell us who you met. Tell us what you did. Tell us what you ate. We'd love to hear. All right?
Yep, totally.
All right. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, we're at Twitter at Disney Podcaster. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. That's it, kids. As we like to say around here, we'll see you at the museum.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.